This is a very complicated point. And this is one of the things that I faced that was the hardest for me to make the final decision to leave, is because he's not a bad dad. He's a great dad. My children were blessed with a very good father. And honestly, I had a really good husband, other than these issues, I understand.
What issues? Oh, he wasn't emotionally available. The sisterhood told me that he should have qualities that he didn't have.
But in terms of like sharing parental responsibilities, sharing responsibilities around the house.
This is a perfect example of why you don't let your wife go on social media.
Grocery shopping, cooking, like all of that. He was a good provider. So I think that was the, I definitely struggled with making my final decision to call it over because he was my best friend. I've read my journal on like the day before I got that May.
If a woman says that a man is her best friend, he's essentially a friends with benefits. He's a roommate that you occasionally hook up with. That's it. That's as far as her feelings go, okay? Your husband is not your friend.
First letter in...
He's your husband!
In 2019, I was happy. We called each other multiple times throughout the day. If I ever have a win of any kind, he would be my first call. I lost all of that. I mean, other than the friends that I lost my best friend.
I was happy until I went on social media and they told me I shouldn't be happy.
And I've not replaced that person. I just don't have anybody to call now if I have a win, which is probably part of this TikTok. So I'm sure there's other women out there that have felt the same thing where you're ending your relationship with your best friend. And then you're left with nobody. So I understand the point. He's a good dad. He was a good husband. He just lacked in a very major area.
Could you? What area? Oh, it's spurious. Superfluous. So I'm not going to get into it. His pee-pee was too small. What was the major area? Why are you telling us?
Fucking complicated for the person who finally has to call it over.
So obviously the major area is not all that major, or she would have went into more detail. Right? Right.
So for those women that are in the same situation where you're ending the relationship with your best friend after 30 years of a marriage.
Oh my God.
I sympathize. I understand. I understand the pain.
I got gaslit by all my new TikTok friends. They told me he should be this, that, and the other, and he wasn't this, that, and the other, so they told me to dump him and I could find me a Chad. In her 50s. What a moron.
What the hell would you end a freaking 30-year-old marriage with a great husband and come to cry on social media for sympathy? If your husband was such a great man, why don't you focus more on the positive side of things and less on the negatives? Mm-hmm. That is how you can compromise and gradually work on your differences as a...
By the way, you shouldn't be compromising in a relationship. If you both share enough values, value the same things, and you share the kind of virtues that make a relationship work, what the hell are you compromising on? You both have the same values and virtues. There's no need for compromise.
Couple. This is one of the ways successful couples actually do things. I personally know why she left her 30-year-old marriage, and I will show it to you at the end of the video. But right now, we are going to watch her cry while regretting her decision of leaving.
That's the same broad? Guys, if you don't think that women can make themselves look like totally, completely different people just by applying a little bit of makeup, look at her without it. Yikes!
Leaving her husband when loneliness hits hard.
So I promise that I will always be as honest as possible with all y'all.
Yeah, just not yourself.
And I was humming and hawing as to whether I was going to post this.
BS.
But I...
You want the attention. You know it.
I know I'm not the only one who has... this issue.
Yeah.
The unintended consequences that I didn't foresee going to Easter dinner on Sunday is how lonely it made me feel.
I thought that I would be able to leave my husband of 30 years in my mid-50s and find a Chad. That Chad is looking for a 22-year-old sweetheart.
For what I have now and what I've lost. And I spiraled and have been in bed for the last 2.5 days.
By the way, wasn't she just coping before and saying she had very good reasons to leave her husband? He was lacking in major ways that I'm not going to go into. Oh, but now she's like, oh, the things I lost. Ooh. Yeah.
Total honesty.
Total honesty. BS.
I actually had a session with my therapist on Thursday. And I had said to her that I just...
Of course it's a female!
Don't know how to replace this chasm of emptiness.
Yeah, 30 years.
That I have in my life. Mm-hmm. And...
What'd the therapist say?
I don't... You know, for all of you that have gone through this and, you know, started again later in life, especially in a brand new city, I don't know how to fill this.
Started what again? You're barren. You can't have kids. You can't start again. Ladies, you need to wake the hell up. There's no starting again. You're 55, probably, maybe older. You're not having any more kids. You're not finding yourself a dude that was as good a match as the one you just had. I mean, if you can stay together for 30 freaking years and you recognize enough of his quality traits to have been happy until you made the dumb decision to get on social media and let yourself be influenced by all these other broads who are miserable and misery loves company. All right? Well, you know, you should have stayed. You can't start over. You can't have that again. Derp, derp.
Huge gap. And, you know, I had an active household. And now I don't have that at all. And I just don't know how to replace it. So... If anybody has any ideas, let me know.
Go back and beg your husband for forgiveness. Oh, but you're a modern-day woman, and you've already been influenced by the sisterhood of modern-day women. So, and you're a woman to begin with. You're a Western woman, so your mind has been poisoned, and you have a huge ego and tons of pride, so you'll never admit you were wrong to that kind of extent.
I would love to hear how you did it.
Did what? Had kids?
No, you already had a lovely home, and you decided to destroy it because of your own selfish desires.
You can't recreate that. You can't start over. You're in your 50s. Durr!
Guys, this woman decided to divorce her husband and leave the city where they lived for over 24 years, just so that she can be free to ride the cock carousel like it was 1999. In this next clip, she will demonstrate by herself how she is really from these streets by showing you how many sexual partners she had in less than 2 years after she left her husband.
See, we know what happened. We know what happened. She went out there, put herself out there, chased the silver foxes. Some of them banged her because it was a slow night. And or they probably had too much to drink. And, you know, they didn't feel like putting out the effort to find somebody hotter than her, even though they could have if they felt like it. But now they're too sloshed. So whatever. And she mistook that for them having interest in her and something long term. But she quickly got pumped and dumped again and again and again and again and again. And now she regrets leaving her husband.
Okay, I saw this message and I thought, you know what? That's fair. So I just thought I would recap, like the ones that you don't have to worry about anymore. And then I'm like, I don't know what this list says about me, but
It says you are a hoa.
These people are they're not around anymore. So it.
Whoa! How 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It doesn't matter. So, I mean, I could create...
It's part of the problem. It doesn't matter. I'll take any of this seriously.
It's a spreadsheet, but... this is who's remaining.
Oh, there's more! 13, 14, 15! Oh, my goodness. Well, she's got a roster! Ooh, this hag! This chunky monkey has a roster? Yikes! There's some desperate soy boy simps out there, yo! Get some standards, gentlemen!
Oh, you get it. That's going to be backwards. But so Mars, Polo, and RV. So let's talk a little bit. So Mars I've actually been seeing since November of last year. And it's friends with benefits. Let's just be honest. He is attractive as all get out. He's younger. He's around 40.
Then what the hell is he doing with you?
He's intelligent and...
Must have a thing with for old MILFs. Yeah. That's a thing, by the way. There are guys out there that have a fetish for that.
Lovely. And we see each other every couple of weeks. And I really, really like him. But that's what that is. So Polo, I started...
She's hoping that he'll, you know, warm to her and, you know, wife her up. Yeah. Keep dreaming, sweetheart.
Seen... a week and a half ago. He's a year older than me, so he's 56. Oh wait, I'm 56. We're the same age. I forgot I turned 56. And
women riding the CC at 56.
He's lovely, and I really enjoy spending time with him. It's only been a week and a half, so we're early days. So, and then RV. Little disappointing this weekend. It was his birthday, and I'd said,
why'd you call him RV? Is it because they go places in an RV? Does he live in an RV? Is he an RV salesman? What kind of name is that? Maybe it's his initials? I don't know.
But hey, if you want to get together, we can do something, even though we haven't really seen each other much in the last few weeks. So he's like starting to edge over to like this side. I'm not willing to give up on him yet, even though all my girlfriends just said, I don't want to hear about him anymore.
Lady, you need to dump these girlfriends because I'm guessing they had some undue influence on you in regards to the situation you're in now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not willing to give up, but he's...
Obviously you are. You divorced your husband at 30 years, so you said he was a great guy. If that's not giving up, I don't know what is.
Giving me no indication that he's at all interested, so I'm kind of being, anyways. So,
ain't none of these guys interested in anything more than pumping a dump in your chunky butt.
So that's who's remaining. I'm not looking to add anybody. I'm off the apps. I'm not looking to add anybody into the roster right now. I think we're good. So
can you imagine replacing a husband that you said was a great guy and kids with this pathetic, meaningless existence of just chasing pleasure for pleasure's sake? How sad.
Yeah, I hope that helps. I'm not quite sure what this says about me, but anyways.
Really?
That's where we're at.
Says you have very poor judgment, sweetheart. Very poor, and that you're easily influenced by others. But only if they have a poon.
Okay. I'll have updates this week. Bye, everybody. I have a date with Polo tomorrow night. Okay, bye.
Ma'am, you asked what this list says about you. Well, this list reveals that you are 100% for the streets. As you guys can see right now on your screen how she decided to start going to the gym to work out so that she can look good for Chad and Tyrone.
That is going to take a lot of work, my friends.
These modern women never put so much effort to look their best for their husbands when they are in their marriages.
Yeah, that's another thing, by the way. What were some of the major things? Was he not attentive enough? Did he not initiate S enough, maybe? I mean, look at her. Would you? Oh, but she's full. Then he don't like fatties.
But they sure do when they want to go have some fun in these streets. I will now show you the real reason all these modern women divorce their husbands. They destroy their families just so that they can chase after Chad and Tyrone's validation. In this next clip, you will see the excitement of this woman talking about her Chad so that you guys can understand what I am talking about.
Okay.
It's the chase the butterflies. It's the chase the feels. It's the chase the drama. It's to participate in the chase itself, to feel like being chased, that you're being chased, to feel like you're wanted. It's all about feels, 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 and not being bored. Because you're so focused on the materialistic aspects of life, that's how your mind works. You're not getting the fulfillment you should be from the virtues and the values of your partner and your kids because you're not focusing on those things. You don't appreciate them enough.
Mars. So we had messaged, I think we met on Tinder, and we had started messaging.
The problem is one of mindset, and she has the wrong one.
Probably in October, and just flirtatious. His nickname was Mars because he has a job involving space and stuff like that. So anyways, it was just an easy nickname. And so around 40, attractive. And it was my first ever friends with benefits. And we met up.
What were those other 13, 14 guys then? They were friends with benefits too. She just didn't realize it.
For the first time in November. And consistently seeing each other until about just a few weeks ago. Anyways, I'll explain why. But man, if there was a way for a woman to feel desirable again, it is to it's to spend some time with somebody that, one, knows what they're doing, but then also just I don't know, ladies, but
how pathetic. So she left her husband because she wasn't getting satisfied. This really annoys me. I mean, it was for all the other reasons as well. But if you wanted to feel more desirable, meaning you wanted your husband to pay more attention to you and approach and initiate more, maybe your fat ass should have lost some weight and made yourself more desirable. But no, that would be me taking responsibility. And claiming my part in our relationship not fulfilling me as much as it could physically. Meanwhile, you see her hitting the weights now, right? When I'm chasing the butterflies, so that's more important. But you couldn't do that when you were married? When it's actually important? I see. And by the way, what about communication? Couldn't you just communicate your wants and needs and desires to your husband? No! I didn't see him as Chad. I saw him as a pay-to-mail provider. And I didn't want to give up the hand, the power, the relationship. I wanted to stay in control.
He's great. And, yeah, it was always the joke whenever I start dating somebody.
Hedonism. She gave up a relationship of 30 years and kids and fulfillment and meaning and grandkids and experience and all that with her husband because she didn't want to communicate, she wanted to chase the butterflies, and she wanted to chase pleasure. Pathetic Satanist broad.
It's like, it's important if they make me end it with Mars. Yeah, that good. On so many levels. And you know what? Honestly, we would have great conversations as well. It wasn't just the physical.
BS. That's cope. You're just a hoa.
We would have fantastic conversations. And so, Mars. Yeah.
Now, why couldn't you have that with your husband? I don't understand this. It's just a matter of technique? Was he just bigger? I don't understand. I thought it wasn't the size of the boat, but the motion of the ocean. What the hell? You really couldn't have good sex with your husband, really? Really? You couldn't communicate what you wanted? Well, of course not. She didn't see him as high value enough to put herself out there. See? He's not worth the time and trouble, but Mars apparently is. Well, he already knows what to do, so I don't have to, explain it. Yeah, he's a Chad. Don't know what he's doing with you.
Now, let's have a look at how she keeps on pursuing her Chad even after he dumps her.
So this message is very timely because I was actually just about to make a TikTok because I actually heard from him yesterday. And so we're hopefully getting together in the next couple of days. So I know I still have to bring you up to speed on everything and as to like why we stopped communicating about 6 weeks ago. But I heard
he got another side piece that's taken up more of his time, and she's hotter than you.
From him, Friday, and, yeah.
Dude's a rocket scientist, yo! He could do better than this! And he probably realized that.
I think we're gonna meet up in the next couple of days, so I will let you know.
Look at the excitement she has for someone that don't even give a f*** about her.
Hey, I want to be a teenager again. Yeah, see, she went, oh, I want to experience it all. I want to start over. That's delusion. Not possible.
Guys, I forgot to tell you. I saw Mars last weekend. I totally forgot to update you. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh, it's been such a crazy week. Yeah, we saw each other last weekend. It was lovely. So, anyways, just wanted to update you on that.
Whether a modern woman is 18 or 55, they all act like teenagers most of the time. They react and make life-changing decisions by following their feelings.
This is another reason I opted out, by the way. They're just too immature. More so even than when I was young.
Remember that she even left her city so that she can go away to fulfill her need of being a 304. After all her debaucheries, she tries to come back to her city and cries after reality settle in. Let's watch.
So I'm still in the town where I had left when I left 2.5 years ago.
This is the problem, by the way, what HL just said. Women live such consequence-free lives up until, and maybe even beyond, they hit the wall if they, get with some pathetic loser beta male like this guy she was apparently with, that she recognizes as a great father. But he just didn't give it to her good enough. That once they hit this age, many of them have never experienced any real negative consequences. So it's just like a boom shocker. They still think they can continue to live their lives like they did in their early 30s or 20s. Yeah, no.
It's been interesting. It's been melancholy in a
interesting meaning bad
sense that I came back, and as soon as people knew I was back, my phone blew up.
I don't want to admit the consequences of my bad choices is bad, so I just use the word interesting.
And you're just instantly surrounded by people who know and love you and know your story. And I saw my son, and I met his new girlfriend, and she's lovely.
So she hasn't seen her son in a while. What a horrible Jesus Christ. So you, wow. So she just left everything behind, chased Chad's, railed to Cece to such an extent she hasn't seen her kids in Lord knows how long. Wow. What a horrible person.
I've connected with my mom in that we've texted, but she's actually not in town. She's actually in the hospital in another city, which I just found out when I got here. And
her mother's in the hospital, all messed up, and she don't even know. She's been so busy chasing the feels!
So that's still a work in progress. Complicated.
No, it's not complicated, honey. You just try to make it complicated.
Those maternal relationships are so...
You create the complications so that you have more drama and chaos.
So freaking complicated.
No, it's not.
So there's been a lot of tears while I've been here.
But you like that.
Honestly, did I make the right choice of moving away from here where I had so much support to a city where I didn't have anybody?
Is she going to wake up? Is she going to actually admit she screwed up? Is she going to cop to the fact that she made a big mistake? Well, let's see.
And I'm still trying to figure it out and make it home. And
no.
I mean, I definitely have friends and stuff in the new city, but yeah, you forget that it's not the same as where you left.
Friends meaning enablers.
I was here for 20 years, 24 years. So it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process, right? So she didn't admit anything. She didn't cop to anything. Of course not.
Guys, When you see older women who are single and complaining about how there is no good men left to date them, do not feel sorry for them. They probably brought it on themselves like this woman. She had a family that loved her. She had a community that cared about her. She had friends that supported her. But what did she choose to do? She chose to leave everything and everyone behind just so that she can go chase Chad and Tyrone. My dear, you thought that you could do better than your husband? Mm-hmm. Well, you played yourself. Fellas, protect...
I find it so fascinating that these chicks think they can do better. This is the fundamental problem with modern women. They don't understand the modern day dating relationship market. They don't understand the different types of currency, and they have no conception of what men want. They fall for the feminist talking points. They believe in equality between the sexes insofar as men and women, their preferences, their wants, their desires are just some kind of social construct, and they have no real biological basis, while at the same time muttering and sputtering about how being gay is somehow, biological in nature and genetic. But anyway, that's beside the point, even though that's contradictory. And so they don't seem to realize that men and women value different things. No, as me as a woman, this is what I value. So that's the same thing what a man values, right? Wrong. So she gets to be 55, and she thinks she's going to be able to find a Chad for anything long term. Maybe when you were 25... But you see, she thinks she has the same value now. In fact, she thinks she has even more value because she thinks that men value the same things in her that she values in him. That's just plain wrong. And until women realize this, they're never going to change. They're never going to wake up. Of course, they're never going to realize this because it's in the interest of the powers that be that they never wake up. Anyway, let me know what you think of the comment section. Please like and subscribe to my channel here on YouTube. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. It's good for the algorithm, so I've heard. I'm so algorithmically suppressed, I have no idea. Does it help? Maybe. Maybe not in my case. But feel free to do that and check out the description. And check out the link to my GoFundMe. I had a horrendous accident about 2.5 months ago. Spent a month in the hospital on a septic shock. Had a heart attack. It's real bad. Anyway, click on the GoFundMe. There's more info there about... what I went through, and if you want to leave a donation, I'd greatly appreciate it. If you can afford to, that is, any amount is greatly appreciated. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.